Herds of shoppers will stampede stores tomorrow to snap up Black Friday deals, including lots of toys. 2015 is already shaping up to be a monster year for toy makers. The industry grew 6.5% in the first half of the year, according to NPD Group. It says this could be the best year for toy sales in a decade. Marketplace's Noelle King explains why.
Consumer confidence is pretty good. Gas prices are down, so people have a little more discretionary income. But in a lot of ways, this is about the toys themselves. Sean McGowan is the managing director at Oppenheimer & Company. He says in the first half of this year, toys from Disney's blockbuster Frozen were a hot seller, and
the second half, you know, should be driven by this juggernaut called Star Wars.
Another Disney project. Jim Silver is the CEO of TTPM. He says Star Wars is expected to sell $1 billion worth of toys this year.
Star Wars has a huge collector base. There are people collecting Star Wars merchandise for close to 40 years, so we see a lot of high-ticket items.
Like a $200 lightsaber. So in order to be a huge success, does a toy need to be part of a movie franchise? Mary Cousin, CEO of the Chicago Toy and Game Group, says no. But toys do have to compete with smartphones and iPads.
Toys are talking back now. They're interacting with the kids. It's making them more real.
And for preteen kids especially, she says, that's enough to coax them away from the screen. I'm Noelle King for Marketplace.